You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There is no offseason for volunteering, as we just heard with Terrence West. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Football Tuesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So let us get into what we talked about at the top of the show, little positional look here. It's more of a preview, I guess, review slash preview, how we think the defensive backs are going to line up on the depth chart of the Browns. And I think this is a good time and a good day to do that. And let's start it off first. Joe Haden, some general comments that he made about the position group.
Super competitive in our room, man. And we have a bunch of talent in there. My coach said, and I said the same thing, it's the most talented DB room I've been in. Just as far as from top down, everybody's making plays. And, it's just going to be a lot of competition, healthy competition.
A lot of healthy competition indeed, because it's a team that, you know, had a couple of established guys, added in a first-round pick, added in a fourth-round pick in Pierre Desir, brought out some guys from the practice squad, T.J. Heath, who's played well. You brought in some rookies. You brought in some new guys, Isaiah Trufant, Aaron Berry. Lots of new faces out there and guys playing at a high level, competing for playing time that will be valuable and scarce. And Haden weighed in on the two new rookies. First of all, Justin Gilbert.
He's really, really athletic. You know what I'm saying? He's burst. He's really fast. Only thing I just got to make sure just works the technique and I just keep getting better. I mean, at first, understand the system. That helps you out a whole lot when you know the plays. Because when he started to understand the plays and understand what he had to do, he started playing a whole lot faster and a lot better.
And I think that's really been the most noticeable part with Justin Gilbert, how much faster he has played since the outset. The same cannot be said about Pierre Desir. It's taken more time for him. This is where, unlike, and I guess it figures maybe the position of running back being very different than corner in the sense of learning and transitioning, but coming from Lindenwood, a smaller school, Desir, as opposed to West coming from a smaller school in Towson, finding the NFL speed not to be a problem for him with Desir, the route combinations, the different aspects that an offense presents has been trouble, you know, more of a challenge for him. This is what Joe Haden had to say about Pierre Desir.
I think the main thing with Pierre, he's a really long dude, athletic, and he can get hands on him in press coverage. Only thing with Pierre is make sure he gets into the playbook, because it's more of when he was out there, it looked like he's just out-athletic than everybody, out-athleting people. You know, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster. Right. But out here, you got to know the difference between, you know, fire zones, cover threes, what your zone is. So I think when he understands the whole defensive concepts, he'll be a lot better.
Yeah, and what it all comes back to is understanding your role, understanding the playbook so that you can then play without thinking. And right. I think Pierre Desir, in the early going, is doing some thinking. You're seeing some times where he's getting to play press man, where he's getting his hands on people and able to control them at the line of scrimmage. But again, Kyle Shanahan's offense uses so many bunch formations that it can be tough at times to play the pure press man that you want to see out of a guy like Pierre Desir. But I do think he's already shown that he will immediately be a very good contributor on special teams.
That's the key. And what Joe said right there, again, is true from the standpoint of defensive back, especially corner versus running back. It's okay to, as he put it, out athletic somebody else as a running back. It's all about your instincts and athleticism and your feel and explosiveness and trusting that. And that's why younger players at that position will excel. It also has the shorter shelf life of pretty much all positions, so you need to get that production right away. But at corner, there's some development. And where the one thing Desir has, the biggest thing Desir has going for it, for him that Joe pointed out, his length, his size, and the long arms, that ability to kind of win that, deal with those one-on-one battles. And what these guys are being asked to do in press man is just that, physically reroute the receiver coming off the line. Figure out not only with your instincts where he's going, but then get your hands into him in that safe area, that five-yard area. And while he's trying to swat your hands away or while he's trying to put a hand on you to kind of push you away, which in that same five-yard zone, to keep you at bay. You can't do that as easily with Desir. You definitely can't do it with Justin Gilbert. That's what the physical prototype was in drafting those guys.
Right, and that's exactly what this team wants. And again, as Joe Hayden said, maybe the most talented group of DBs he's been in the room with. And we're just going to look at the cornerback position right now. But, yeah. Vic, if we were to do that, I would say if this team lined up right now,
yep.
with just two corners on the field, your starters are going to be Joe Hayden and Buster Skrine.
I'm with you on that.
I think if you go three, obviously the hope will be that Justin Gilbert would be the second guy on the outside, and then you put Buster Skrine would slide to the inside.
Yep.
I don't know if right now they wouldn't go with Trufant on the inside as Gilbert works his way up. Ultimately, you're going to have Hayden and Gilbert as the two. Skrine will become your nickel corner. That's the goal, I would imagine, for when we get to week one.
For all that Isaiah Trufant has done, that's been impressive, highly impressive. Is there a readiness there to line up him as small as he is against the receiver? Those bigger receivers you're going to face right off the bat in Pittsburgh and that first part of the schedule. You're dealing with bigger and more athletic receivers, so it's going to be tough. He does have the mirroring ability. He has the steps. He's got the instincts, the speed, the athleticism, and he will not back down. He's fearless. I mean, he won't back down against anybody. I'm not ready to put him out there. I think the combination is just as you said.
Right.
Hayden with Skrine as starting on the outside. Then you're immediately going to jump into those packages with three corners. You're going to have somebody on the nickel, and I think that's where Skrine goes inside because in most cases the team are going to target that inside guy, and I think you trust yourself with Gilbert in the pass rush helping him. Now, at the safety position, pretty obvious with Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson, Dante on the strong side, Gibson on the free side. But here's the thing about this defense to remember. The definition of those roles is really just for the sake of lining them up on a sheet of paper. The way they play, they are interchangeable, much different than the previous defense where you don't ask those guys to change positions for the sake of what the offense is doing. You can trust that Dante can handle the outside tasks of a free safety and that Tashawn can handle what strong safety needs to be done at various times so that you're not allowing the offense to dictate too much of your repositioning of the safeties.
Now, I would agree with that, and I think that Jordan Poyer has emerged as the third safety, the guy who can be plugged in to either behind Dante Whitner or Tayshawn Gibson, and I wouldn't even be surprised to see against some bigger teams, Jordan Poyer spend some time in the slot as well, kind of like Honey Badger did down in Arizona. I think he's got some of those cover skills, very good near the line of scrimmage, especially against tight ends, will help the coverage of the team there. In terms of guys to keep your eye on, I think when you're talking about battles, I think that when you look at the cornerback position, Pierre's going to make it. Obviously, Pierre Desir, he's going to play some corner. He's also going to play some special teams. Trufant, phenomenal on special teams. I think he's a favorite of this coaching staff. I think he will make the team. So I think the real battle to watch in this training camp is going to be between T.J. Heath and Leon McFadden on the outside. Yeah. Right now, I think T.J. Heath has the edge there between those two guys. I like what I've seen from him. Aaron Berry will also be in the mix as another potential nickel corner as well.
Berry has made an impact. Berry, as quickly as he came here, now he's got some experience as he walks
knows
in the door.
System a little bit,
knows
right.
the system, and it's been a smooth transition. The coaches have been extremely impressed with him. He would be my choice to be actually – now, it's a little early to say it, but as much impact as he made in a short amount of time, I could see him leapfrogging both McFadden and your guy. I mean, I think the two of them are legit in competition. McFadden has been run hot and cold. I don't know. I think early on he was saying, okay, maybe he's made some strides. By the end of the offseason workouts, not so much.
Not so much. No, I think he struggled a little bit out there. And then the guy to keep an eye on, obviously, is a future player, someone who I think could end up staying here down the line, Robert Nelson, slot corner 42 from Arizona State, undrafted free agent rookie team. I think he is a favorite
practice
here. And he's looked very, very good. It's, as Joe Hayden said, a talented group of DBs. I think there are a lot of people. I'd also keep an eye on Kawan Williams, undrafted free agent from Pittsburgh, who I think maybe can play some corner, maybe play some safety as well. An interesting group and a talented group, but ultimately when you look at the five guys who should be on the field the most from this DB group, in Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert, Buster Skrine, Dante Whitner, and Tayshawn Gibson, that's a pretty solid group. And it makes you feel pretty good about the back end of this defense. In fact, I would say significantly better than I did going into last season.
There's no question in my mind. And I'm going to throw Desir in there as a guy who's got learning to do, but his athleticism, his skill impresses everybody. And I mean, even when there's a little sense of frustration of how far he's got to make up ground mentally. But there is a hope and a confidence that he will as it goes forth. But his athleticism makes him a legit player. I think the real concern, the thing that I'm uneasy about, that I think the coaching staff's uneasy about, is the depth at safety. And although Jordan Poyer gives you about as much of an opportunity to put another guy in there if you have that injury and it's a high attrition position, overall, you start with one of the better safety combinations in the league, potentially, in Whitner and Gibson. It could be
yep.
that good a combination, but the drop-off between them and the next guy is huge, and that's where I think there's worry here, because Johnson Bademosi is a special teamer. He's going
right.
to be your gunner, and we'll see how he can make the team maybe that way. Jordan Poyer's got the best chance, but it's also run hot and cold with him, and I think by the end of the offseason, there were probably more questions than answers at safety, at depth at safety.
Well, certainly, I think Poyer showed enough to be somewhat comfortable if you needed him, but if there were multiple injuries back there, I think there are many more questions than answers at this point. I think you're right about that. That's why I think you could see some maneuvering with some of these corners if they think somebody can maybe play a little safety, try to see some who's got the versatility to do that, and that could go a long way in determining who ultimately makes this roster when it is all said and done. But I think you're right about Dazeer. I want to say one other thing about him. His ball skills are awesome.
Oh, if, yeah.
When
just
he's
natural.
Close enough, he plucks that ball out of the air and intercepts it effortlessly.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he is able to play fast, he is going to be looked upon, I think, ultimately as a big-time steal in this draft. And if he can live up to the potential that I certainly do see in him, along with Gilbert, along with Joe, along with Buster Skrine, this may be one of the better cornerback groups in the league, period. And that is something that goes a long way to winning, just as the Seattle Seahawks, who did it on the back end of their defense, allowing their front end to dominate and get a lot of pressure.
216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Want to hear from you, want to interact with you. You can also tweet us at Browns_daily. Doug Deacon is coming up at the top of the hour. You know what? Yeah, let's do this. All right, Jason, our producer, Jason Gibbs, just notified me here that before we go into the break here, and then we'll just come back with Doug. That's a good plan. Let's hear, because Justin Gilbert, of course, and we've got some sound from him. Let's hear from Justin Gilbert right now.
Justin, can you talk about the week that you guys are having as rookies? Is this kind of cool that you guys just have a week alone together to kind of bond and get to know each other?
Yeah, it's kind of like when we first got here, just bonding along with each other and then got through in with the vets. So this allows us to get back with each other and kind of vibe a little bit now that we've been in and out with the vets to see how things been going.
What kinds of things are you guys doing besides this today? What kinds of things are you guys doing this week?
I'm not sure. He told us yesterday in the meeting, but a lot of the things weren't really verified yet, so we'll find out as we go along.
And what are your plans once you guys split up? Mm-hmm. What are your plans from the end of the rookie symposium to when you come back from camp?
To work out, get better, and some of the time go back home, enjoy my fam, and just work on the little things I've needed to work on some of the things I've learned about myself since I've got here.
What do you think about this event, being here for the kids?
Oh, it's great. It's great to see the smiles on their faces, and they always put smiles back on our faces. And the rookies that I came here with, it's just great to be around these guys and know that we can possibly change their lives.
You know, Justin Gilbert, I like his attitude. I like his positivity. And when you watch the tape, right now, I would say he is a quarter step off of where he wants to be. But you can see the athleticism, you can see the ability to mirror, you can see the press coverage, you can see all the things you wanted. And I think as he goes through this offseason and he starts to play faster, he is going to be very good, because his instincts and his ability to be around the ball right now are already fantastic. And that's with him thinking a little bit. When he stops thinking and is able to play fast, this is going to be a guy who is going to be a tough corner, and there will be no weaknesses in this defensive backfield, in the sense that last year, you know, and Buster made a lot of improvements, but teams weren't going to go with Joe Hayden. They were going to go with Buster. If you can get to the point where Buster is now your nickel corner and he's great in the slot, we threw out the stats from him there, one of the top 10 corners in terms of yards per route run allowed in the slot last year, and you have another lockdown guy like Gilbert on the outside, it's going to be very exciting on this defense.
If you get an interception count increasing opposite Joe Haden, that is the ideal world. That's ultimately what happens when you have a true shutdown that scares off throws to his side, which is going to be the approach that teams take against the Browns until further notice, and that will be the approach. And then you have more opportunities for plays to be made by Buster Screen, by Justin Gilbert, by whoever's on the other opposite end of the that defense. Yeah, I think that's where the progress line shows. And here's the other thing, to echo your point about how good the secondary can be, how critical that pick was when we go back to the night of that draft. Not only what they were able to get, the Browns were able to get in draft capital to move down from 4 to 8. We had the discussion yesterday with Sammy Watkins about this, to get that first round, to get that fourth, but then to get Justin Gilbert and to know what he can mean to this defense, and then just icing on the cake is the Pierre Desert pick. But the most important pick in this draft right now, potentially, I know a quarterback is in there, and the idea is that Johnny Manziel will be a franchise guy. That's the vision. As I sit here right now, and I think in the nearer term, this team has much more opportunity to cash in bigger on Justin Gilbert's presence. He will prove, in my mind right now, the biggest difference maker of the two by far, and maybe of this whole draft in the nearer term. I really believe that because of how important he is to the structure of what this team wants to do to succeed, starts with the cornerbacks.
It's the whole key to what he wants. When Mike Pettine goes to sleep, I think he dreams of Joe Haden and Justin Gilbert being his Revis and Cromartie from his days with the Jets.
Absolutely.
That is the ideal world, and you can see it in him. The length, the speed, the athleticism. When Justin Gilbert, and I think over this summer, when he takes that time, works out, gets in the playbook a little bit more, when he comes back and is starting to play a little faster, this is going to be a nightmare for teams to throw against. And when you can do that and try to limit what teams are able to do against you, it frees you up when you know you can leave guys on islands. And there are going to be growing pains with any rookie corner. Of course there are. That's just the way that it is. But right. I think you can see the building too. And now with the fact that, don't forget, folks, Joe Haden's locked up through 2019. Justin Gilbert, as a first-round pick, the team has the fifth-year option to pick up on him. These guys are going to be together for the next 5 years.
Right.
And if they can live up to the potential that is out there, that is going to be a phenomenal tandem locked down on the lake, folks.
Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network standing by to join us next on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and you know who we're driven by. Yeah, Liberty Ford. Drag a little something, bumping, thumb, thumping on a wheel ride. The mix